views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Hello, hello. This is welcome to Stairway to Heaven on TalkTainment Radio. This is Dr. Bates Claude Smith with his host, Bishop, co-host Bishop Gregory Fly, and we're going to talk about about the devil when he does things. When the devil knew wrong, God could turn it around. And I'd like to say that glad to have you back, Bishop.
Glad to be back.
Miss you.
The Lord is good.
Yeah, he is good. He is good. Yeah, I'm glad to have that you're back, and I would like to say, everybody, we're going to have a good topic today, and I hope there's a good lesson from this, and I can't wait to hear. But first, I want to give a few shout-outs, these two shout-outs. One is to my friend Mike at St. Anne's Lab. Then I have another friend of mine. He's another good friend. I'm not going to mention his name because I don't want to embarrass him, because I know when I go to work, I'll let his boss, and the boss may be listening too, but he's a good friend of mine. He sit back and relax, and he puts his foot on the desk and tell everybody he ain't doing no work. But I give him a shout-out too, and to my wife, and also I should please pray for my daughter, Antoinette Smith. She's coming on. She's fighting for her life, and I'm praying and hoping that she could pull it through. And also, I lost my niece lost her husband a couple of days ago. She found him dead at home in Cincinnati, Ohio. So those are the things that I'm asking you to pray for our family and all the other families. Bishop, it's all yours.
We're going to have a word of prayer. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we come to you, we give you praise, and we honor you. We thank you, Lord, for this day that you have blessed us to see. Father, for every challenge, oh God, that's in this day, we know that you have given us the grace to go through. And Lord, no matter what we're going through, we know that our turnaround is just a word from you away. Lord, we praise you not because of what we're going through. We praise you because you're God. Lord, we worship you because of who you are. Lord, we give you praise because of who you are. Now, Lord, we ask that those that are listening tonight, Lord, that whatever situation they find themselves, that you may intervene and help them. And Lord, hear them when they call. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I'd like to give a shout out to my wife and also to Grace New Covenant Worship Center on Aberdeen, and also to the staff of the School of Biblical Theology Seminary. All of these are very important in my life, and these are all good people, and we just want to encourage them to continue to walk in the Lord.
Yeah. Stairway to Heaven, I say, Stairway to Heaven is brought to you by the Refuge Baptist Church with the Reverend Kaiser Jones, pastor, and the Keys of Harmony. And before we get started, I'd like to say this. The Five Star Harmonized and the Anointed Sons of God in Junction with Praise Temple Community Church presents the 67th anniversary of the North and South Gospel Fest, including the Five Stars of Harmony, the Anointed Sons, Herman McGuff of the Lighthouse Singers, the Believers in Christ, with G. Akins, and please plus a triple plus Praise Temple Community Church Anointed Minds. And this is Saturday, August 8th at 4:30 in the afternoon. Doors open at 4:00. So if you want a little more information, I should call Terry Ragland at 614-804-3555, at 614-804-3555, or Bruce Fletcher at 614-418-9841. And I believe that's going to be a good one, North and South. All right, Bishop, go with
me. Yes, I'd like to also mention the School of Biblical Theology located at 2479 Cleveland Avenue on the corner of Arlington. We're taking registrations for our fall class that begins the third week in September. And if you're interested in going deeper in the Lord, this is not a Sunday school or Bible class. This is college material, and you can call or go on the website and look at it. Take a look and see if there's something you'd be interested in. If you've been called to the missionary, or you've been called a Sunday school teacher or to preach or the pastor, you need training. And that's what we're here to do. We're training the body of Christ for warfare and in the spirit. And so give us a call. Area code 614-929-5333. That's the number of the school. Or you can go on our website, biblicalseminary.org, and there you'll find out all the information that you need. I'm so excited about being back. The Lord has been so good. You know, when the enemy tries to harm you, trying to stop you, the Lord always steps in and he gives a turnabout. He turned that thing around so quick. We're just happy and we're just enjoying Jesus.
Yes, we are. The Lord has, God has a way of turning things around, and I'm looking forward to change, turn some things around, and things get, things will get better. I'm just going to leave it like that. Things will get, like I said, I'm trying to be strong, you know, and I'm a little worried, a little bit in the grief for my daughter, but I'm going on anyway and trying to be strong because I know she's fighting away and she will be out, get out of this, and I believe in God and that for that. You know, y'all just pray for me and give me strength to carry on because the way things look now, they got hostages over at the hospital now. I'm going to see her twice a day, so. Just hope, I'm hoping, praying that she pulls through that. Cause I always tell her, look, baby, we need to get you out of here. Cause Dad got something for you to do. And I need your help. Mm-hmm. And it's bad for a father, and you know, like she's what we looking down, taking care of me, not me looking down on her. But I guess that's just the way things happen. I can't question that, and I can't say anything about it. Like my wife told me, she said, "You can't." That's in God's hands. So. I place it all on him, and I know he would turn around. But she can go ahead and do your lesson.
Yes. I remember years ago there was a song, by I think it was by Milton Bronson, and that song says, "I put it all in his hands, this mm-hmm. and that. Whatever we're going through, we put it in the hands of God because we trust him." Tonight, if you have a testimony of some things that you've been going through and how the Lord turned it around, give us a call. You can call us at 614-914-5001, or you can call us at 614-922-2013. Give us a call. Let us know that you're out there and that we're not just talking to the air. We want to hear what God has done in your life. Tonight, we want to look at the book of Romans, chapter number 8, and look at verse number 28. What a powerful word this is. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. To them who are called according to his purpose. If you want God to work in your behalf, we know that the enemy is working. We know that he's confusing things and he's messing up things. He's tearing up relationships, tearing up marriages, causing the children not to love their parents, causing the parents not to stand their children. We're living in a city where the crime rate is up and people are shooting each other. Teenagers, young people, a young girl, 16 years old, killed another girl that was 17 years old the other day, shot in the back of the head. But we're saying that even with all of this, we know that all things work together for good. Not that they are good, but they're working together for our good because we trust God and we believe God. So what the devil intended as evil, God can turn that thing around and make it good and make it work to our benefit.
Yeah, a lot of things that God could turn around for us. And sometimes we get in a thing where things just doesn't work out too far for us sometimes, but we need to put it in his hand. There's mountains that we climb and we can't, and we think we're big enough to climb it, but there's sometimes that mountain is too hard for us to climb, and that's when we need to call and cry for help. Mm-hmm. And if all the help that we can get will help us a long one. We just can't, I'll do this, I can do this, but we can't say I can do this. And that 9 times 10, you know, deep down in your heart and deep down within yourself, you can't always do everything, but you can always put in God's hand.
Absolutely.
Let him take care of it.
You know, I'm reminded of the Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul wrote a lot of the books in the New Testament. He wrote letters to the pastors and to the churches. He established mm-hmm. churches. He was the one that opened up the kingdom to the Gentiles. He did a great work. But Paul also struggled. In the book of Romans, chapter number 7, I call this the chapter 7 man, for we know that the law is spiritual. But Paul said, "But I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do not, for which that for that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that what I do. So you can feel the struggle within Paul. He's saying that the thing that I want to do, I'm not able to do it. I find myself slipping in that area. But the thing that I hate, I do. But the thing that I love, I don't seem to be able to do. You know, sometimes we want to do a work for the Lord. We want to do good. We want to help people. We just want to be used of God. And it seems like that our time is not yet. But I want to encourage you that whatever you're going through, just hold on. Help is coming. After a while, God will bring you out no matter how bad it seems. The scripture let us know that weeping endureth for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Joy will come if you can just hold out. So what the enemy has meant for bad, God can turn that thing around and make it for your good. Even if you wasn't all of that before you trusted God and got into the Lord, let me tell you something. God will turn your mess into a ministry and you'll be able to help others.
Yeah, that he will do. There's times when I have gotten some things and I helped friends out, and they got in some mess, and I try to help them out as much as I can. But like I have other friends that I have went places to give them support, and they taught me. They took me there to see some things that I thought I wouldn't thought I you know you hear so much about, and they took me to these places. They took me. I had a friend of mine took me to his AA meeting one time. And he said, I want you to come with me, give me some support, and I'll show you. And he said, just be quiet and listen to the stories that you hear. And the stories that you hear from that, they are amazing. And you didn't believe, you see all this on television, but you didn't believe that it's going on now. You see a lot of that on TV, but that's just a story. But when you actually go to it and see it, and you just say, well, daggone. And one thing you say, we have a misunderstanding, but as you always say, I'm done with it. God brought me out of it. And you'd be surprised how many, sometimes, like I say, I use Facebook, I'll be looking at Facebook to find these groups I can talk to them and get them to send me some of their recordings. And I seen things like how they look the first time, and then the other time, and they say, this is what God did for me. He turned this around. And I'm so grateful that. And I had some friends that God turned around. They haven't seen in a while, but they are doing great. They are really doing great, and I'm proud of them.
You know, it's so necessary that we act as encouragers and help people to hold on. Again, to those that are listening, those that are listening to the broadcast, give us a call. Let us know that some of the things that you've been going through, not only will we listen to it and it help others, but that give us also things to pray about in your behalf. Again, give us a call at area code 614-914-5001. Or 614-922-2013. Give us a call. Let us know where the Lord has brought you from. I know that there's people out there that God has blessed you in situations that you got in, some to your choosing and some not so much to your choosing. But anyway, because you love God and you trusted Him and you have given yourself over to the ministry, that you know the things are working for your good. Even though they might seem bad, they're still working for your good because they help develop us. They help us to trust God. You know, our faith comes through the difficult times. Everything is not going to be all right all the time. But I know that some of you have been going through some things, and we're here to encourage you tonight, let you know that what the devil meant for your good, God is turning around for your good even right now as we speak in Jesus' name.
Yes, He is. And I'm looking for Him to turn a lot of things around. That's like I'm not for myself, but for other people. For people, the way things are now in this city and all the other cities, I'm looking for Him to turn around. I'm gonna say this. The devil is loose and he's running around picking which town or which person, one of his disciples, to do to the other disciples. We have to be careful and watch what is being said, and watch what's being done. because there's a lot of innocent people that passed away from here that should not have been gone.
Mm-hmm.
But they're gone away, and like you said, as you said before, you know, not only you and other ministers all had said that when the devil is loose, he's going to do his thing. And right now, he is doing his thing, and we are not paying attention. Some of us are not, some of us is, and we need to sit down and pay attention to what's going on and watch it, because everything out there that looks good ain't good.
Mm-hmm.
The grass ain't green on the other side. So we got to be careful. Got to watch what's going on, because right now we are in we're living on borrowed time. I'll just leave it right there.
Amen. You know, my grandfather told me when I was a young man, I believe I was around 12 or 13 years old, and he told me, he said, the grass is not greener on the other side if you go and look a little closer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it looks green, but when you get over in it, you'll see that it has some brown spots too. You know, everybody goes through stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody goes through tests. Everybody goes through trial. And it's not the test. It's not the trial. It's how we handle the test or the trial that determines where we are in Christ. Now, let me just tell you a little more about Paul. Paul, in Romans chapter 7, in verse number 16, he says, if then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that doeth, but sin that dwelleth in me. So it's the sin that was dwelling in him that allowed him to do things that he didn't want to do. But the scripture does not go into detail as to what that was, but he said it was a fight, it was a struggle. It was a struggle between his flesh and his spirit. We're in that same struggle today. The enemy comes and he presents stuff that we had walked away from years ago. He just repackaged. You know, today they say we are regifting. The devil been regifting for a long time. He just dressed it up again and passed it on, and we're not recognizing what it is. But today we're exposing him that God has got this thing under control.
Yes, he does. You're listening to Talk Tainment Radio, and this is Stairway to Heaven with your host, Dr. Bates Claude Smith, and co-host Bishop Gregory Fly, and we're talking about when the devil does wrong and then God turns around. So excuse me, I didn't mean to mess up, but he does wrong. And I also like to remind you of the 64th anniversary of the North and South Gospel Fest at the Five Stars Harmon Island, and also I forgot to mention one more group, the Disciples of Christ, they will be, and the Anointed Sons. So this is August 8th at 4:30. Doors open at 4 o'clock on 2618 Bethesda Avenue. And hopefully we'll see you there.
So Paul goes on to say, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me. To will to do the thing good is present. I have no problem with that. But how to perform it, that which is good, I find not. So, Paul, you see the struggle going on, and some of you are struggling. You're struggling. You desire to get off of this and mm-hmm. change this relationship or change your relationship with your children or your spouse. But, you know, sometimes how to do it is the thing that eludes us. How do I do this? I don't want to look like a chump. I don't want to look like I'm, you know, just a pushover. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I had an assistant pastor tell me one time, he was real kind of easygoing guy, and people used to say that he was a pushover. And one day he stood up, he said, if it's so easy to do what I'm doing, how come nobody else is doing it? And that thing rung with me, because you know what? It takes God to humble a man or woman down.
It does. It really does. It takes a lot to be humble, because a humble person takes a lot of stuff.
Yes.
You can talk to him anyway, 24/7. But he's very humble, and he knows how to hold his anger.
Yes.
And once he knows how to hold his anger, you'll find out and you'll learn that his anger is. It's within himself. Now, he'll hold it for a long one. He's not going to hold it too long, because sooner or later, he's going to explode like a bomb. And once that bomb or nitro, once you like a bomb or nitroglycerin up, and you know, once them two ignite, it's just like in the Army, we was taught to throw a grenade, and we had 3 seconds. When we pulled that pin and threw that boy, 3 seconds. And once that third second's up, 3 or 10 seconds, whatever, I forget. But once that boy blows up, that's it. You come back looking like a piece of paper after it gets blown up. So that's the way some of us that are humble. Those are the ones that very humble, and they try very peaceful people. And when you keep pushing on them and pushing, you push that plug and keep pushing that button and pull that pin from that humble person, when they explode, he's going to explode.
Mm-hmm.
And he's definitely going to. So this is why we cannot let Satan get involved in our lives, because Satan will throw a whole lot of stuff, temptations in your life. You don't even know you won't even know. But you're going on fire, you be doing okay. Let's say he will throw something in his path, in your path.
Mm-hmm.
He will throw something in your path, and that's what will happen. And you will, if you don't catch it right then and there, or catch it soon, you keep going, find it. When you do find out, then it'll get you. You feel bad about it.
You know, in the book of James tells us that a mature Christian is one who learns how to hold his tongue.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about the tongue and how devastating the tongue can be. Such a little small member, but it can set the world on fire. Just a little thing in your mouth, but you know what? It has so much power, but the only one that can tame the tongue is God through his Spirit. Let me go on. Paul says here, "For the good that I would, I do not. So the good that I want to do, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do." Mm-hmm. So you see again this struggle. And I know Paul is not the only one that goes through struggles. I have struggles. I had them. I have them. And I will continue to have struggles because we're yet growing in grace in God. And as we hear the word and see the word of God, then we apply the word, and that helps us to go through whatever test we're going through. Again, I want to say to you that are listening, give us a call. Let us know that you're out there. Perhaps you have a testimony of what God has delivered you from. The phone number is area code 614-914-5001 or 614-922-2013. Give us a shout.
This is Reverend Mac Miglin and the Travelers. My God is rich. Okay, Reverend McKenzie and Spiritual Straightway Travelers, and my father is rich, and And my our father is rich. He owes more money than you know who, and I'm not gonna mention his name. But he has more money than any of the top billionaires and millionaires. He has a whole lot of things, and this is Talk Tame Radio, and we're listening to Stairway to Heaven with your host, Dr. Brace Claude Smith, and Bishop Gregory Fly. And he's teaching a good lesson when things go wrong. I'm pulling away from your title a little bit. When the devil does evil, and God will turn it around. And hopefully, those who listen, you can call us at 614-914-5001 and 614-927-2013. I'm sorry about that. And 614-401-8339. And if you like the music, you like what we teach, give us a call and let us know. We appreciate it very, very much. And if you like one, give us a donation. We'll let you give you the address on that. But meanwhile, we're just asking you to ask you prayers for my daughter and my family. I done had death in my family a couple of days ago. I lost my nephew. His wife found him dead and at home coming from work. So this is in Cincinnati, Ohio. So we're trying to, I'm trying to hold on. Especially I need prayer for my daughter. I don't know. I can't get no more details than what I know, what I can give you. But when I get more information, I will tell you. Bishop?
Yes, again, I want to talk just a little bit about the School of Biblical Theology Seminary, located at 2479 Cleveland Avenue here in Columbus. You know, we talk about what other people have, but we also can have things. We have a school that's designed for us, by us, to help us run our kind of church, to help us to do the ministry that God has called us to do. All I'm asking that you go on the website, that's biblicalseminary.org, biblicalseminary.org, or give us a call at 614-929-5333, and check it out. It'll save you money. When you graduate, you won't be in debt. Your credit report won't be affected, because when you graduate, you'll be paid in full, because we're keeping the price down as much as we can. And the quality teachers, these people have been in ministry for a long time, and some of them hold degrees and PhDs, and others have experience that they're willing to impart to you. So check us out.
Yeah, please check us out, because I'll probably go ahead and try to get into that school myself after I get everything, because I'm involved in so much. You know, I just add on, and maybe I need to go there and learn some things myself. But anyway, this is a good lesson and everything, and we're going to turn this over to the bishop, let him finish. Okay. Okay, and hey, we'll be back. This is the Keys of Harmony. It's me.
I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Come on, y'all.
Oh, hello. Welcome back. This is TalkTainmentRadio.com, and you're listening to Stairway to Heaven, and your host, Dr. Race Claude Smith, and co-host, Bishop Gregory Fly. And this is Sean Brown, the boy, singing the song, When We All Get to Heaven. And also, you know, hopefully, as I said, let me say this again, the 62nd anniversary of North and South Gospel Fest, along with the Five Star Harmony, the Norman Sons, and Disciples of Christ, will be August 8th at 4:30. Doors open at 4 o'clock. Temple Praise Temple Community Church, 2618 Bethesda Avenue, Columbus, Ohio. And the special guests are the Disciples of Christ. And if you want a little more information, call Bruce Fletcher, that's 614-418-9841, and Terry Raglan, which is my nephew, is his, call him at 614-804-3555. Recommended cover practice will be observed and everything, so if you want to have a good time, we'll see you. I hope to see you there. And also, if you, I said before, if you would like what we teach and what we play, please give us a call at 614-914-5001, 614-927-2013, and 614-401-0883. I'm going to turn this over to the bishop.
Okay, we're discussing what the devil meant for our harm or did bad to us. God has turned that thing and made it work for our good. In the book of Romans, chapter number 7, verse 21, it says, I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. So even in our greatest time of triumph and doing a great deed, evil is always lurking to pull you away. So Paul said, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man. So that our spirit is delighted in the law of God. It wants to do the law of God. There is some people that might be doing some of the most horrible things, but deep down inside of them, there is a spirit of God that desire to do the right thing. But how to do that thing, they don't know. So we that are Christians and know the Lord, we have to pray for them and show them love. Maybe we can't all the time preach to them and fuss at them about getting their life together, but we can certainly pray. You know what? I found out that God can talk to a man where I can't. God can deal directly with a man's heart when I can't get through to him.
That is true. That is definitely true. God can deal with a man's heart. Sometimes you got guys' hearts is like a wall, and I can beat up, talk, jump up and down till I turn blue in the face to get a turn. But if I can't get to him, God will. And I done heard people. I know some guys said that they don't believe God can get to him. I say, oh yeah, he can. Mm-hmm. I said your time's coming. He can. I mean, you go say what you want to say, but you're gonna get in a situation where you're gonna call him and you're gonna need him. And that has happened. Most of the things that I have noticed about people and man and people's hearts, some have some good hearts and some have some bad hearts. And I've been to people that thought they was Christ loving and everything, but somewhere they showed. I found out some have a shield they put out front, but deep down their heart, they have the dark spot down. It's so dark, it'll come out on them. They have a way of pulling you in, but once you get there, you think everything's all right, and then they turn around, and go the other way.
You know, sometimes people that have dark spots. We all have dark spots, and dark spots are part of our life that's void of the Word of God. In other words, the Word has not got to that spot yet, to that item yet, that mm-hmm. thing, that hidden thing that's down on the inside. But the Word will find it. And if they yield to the Word of God, God will cleanse them from that thing, or cleanse them from that sin. But it will find, if you sit under the Word of God long enough, it's going to find you. Mm-hmm. And it's going to cleanse you, and it's going to make you whole.
Yeah, I'd like to ask you this. What make people with dark holes become non-believers?
Situations, life itself. And the enemy is always working too. Remember, Paul said that when I do good, evil is always present. So evil is always there talking and trying to get you to see the bad side of everything. But see, that's a trick of the enemy, and what he's trying to do is trying to get our attention and our affection off God. That's what happened to our foreparents, Adam and Eve. They got their attention off God and started thinking like the devil was saying, you know, you can be like God, mm-hmm. but you can't. We'll never be equal to God. The creation can never be equal to its creator.
Okay. Yeah, then I stand with you on that. I stand with you a whole lot on that, because that's a lot of people think they are equal and they're not equal.
No, we have to realize, even Paul says that if we find somebody in a fault, that ye that are spiritual go to such a one and restore him. But when you restore him, you remember in your own self, remember, you know what, this could be me. I'm not above this, or whatever mm-hmm. that they're going through, or whatever they did, we're never above that. Because that evil is still with us. Now, let me just say in verse number 23, he says, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of that which is in my members. Mm-hmm. Then he cries out and says, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with my flesh, the law of sin. But you know what? Even in all that, here's a man that's going through. Then he turns around and says, but you know what? All things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. All things work together for our good. So even those hard times, those hard places, you know, our whole life, it is a life of experience that we learn God. If we can learn him in every element of our life, we can learn him, we can see him, and then we'll be able to help somebody else. We'll be able to encourage somebody else. We'll be able to stand with them. We can say, you know what, I'm standing with you because I know what you're going through. I know how you're feeling. People might be talking about you, but I'm not. I'm praying for you, brother. I'm praying for you, sister, and I'm going to stand with you.
Yes, I've said that a lot of times for people that I met that would be down, and I would tell them to say, hey, well, I'm going to fight. Let's walk this together. I'm going to fight this with you. We're going to be together on this. And hopefully, maybe that'll give them some type of encouragement, words that occurred to continue on. We have a tendency to give up. Mm-hmm. We have a tendency to give up, take things and throw it out the window. And when we do that, it's kind of hard to try to pull them back. And so people, those that are suicidal, I know that they get to the point where, hey, I can't take no more, I'm gonna go do this to myself. But if they stop and think, say, hey, why am I doing this? This ain't that, but the devil caused me to do this. And it's sometimes it's what they think. And I mean, Satan has a way of putting a lot of things in your mind.
Yeah, I once knew a young man who was strung out on crack cocaine. And he had a family and a wife and children. And he was a good guy. I liked him a lot. But what would happen, he would go straight for weeks, even months. And then all of a sudden, he wouldn't show up for 2 or 3 days. And when he would show up, had lost all of his money, spent it on drugs and everything. And so I asked him one day, and we sat down and talked, and I said, you know, you was doing so well. What happened? He said, even when I was doing well, the drug was calling me every day. See, now those of us that's never been hooked on drugs, we can't really maybe identify with what he's saying. But I hear this all the time. It calls me. It keeps calling me. That's the way sin do. Sin will keep calling you, and you forget where the Lord has brought you from, and the devil will make you think, you know, that you had such a good time when you was in the world. But he don't remind you of those lonely nights and the horrible times when you didn't have no place to stay or when you didn't have any food or when your family wasn't talking to you. He don't remind you of those times. But he just say, well, you know what? You had such a good time. But a good time is not a good time if you're not in the Lord.
Right. It's just like I could recall of that. What you said, I laid my guitar down for about 3 months, said I wasn't going to play no more.
Mm-hmm.
And I started doing other things. Although it was sitting in the corner, I'd pick it up, put it back. Because I was really hurt, really deep down, so I had really, really got hurt and didn't want to touch it. Then one day, it got so bad, it seemed like it was pick me up and play me.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you're going through, play me. Play it. Pick your song, play along with the song, and whatever's bothering the problem will go away. And I did pick it up, and I still started playing. What was bugging me, it kind of eased away, little bit by little bit, it eased away.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe this is the way the Lord does things. When you get deep, get down to your forgiveness and get into your self-pity, I think this is the way he comes in and just eases it away, take it away little bit by little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe in that. I really believe in that.
Well, you know, the scripture tells us that weeping may endure for a night. A night is not a 24-hour day where the night is maybe 8 hours out that day. It's a season. Weeping may endure for a season. So hurt may endure for a season. Disappointment may endure for a season. And you can be hurt and disappointed. And there is no telling what you would do in that state. But it's only for a night. He declares, he said, joy will come in the morning. That is the word of God. He didn't say it might come. He didn't say perhaps it will come. He said, joy cometh in the morning. So if we can just hold out during those weak times, during those hurt times, I've been in that same seat. Mm-hmm. I've been in the seat of hurt. I understand what happens. I understand how the mind works. I understand when you say I ain't going to have nothing to do with nobody. I understand that. I can write a book on that if I would. But I'm not. Mm-hmm. Praise God. I will talk about the joy of the Lord because it's our strength. And that's what the enemy don't want us to have. He don't want us to have any joy. He want us to look at people and saying, you know, oh me, oh my, look at them. But God is joy. One of the parts of that fruit of the Spirit is joy.
Okay. And I believe that. And I believe that. That's why I always say this. And I kept this because I got this from a friend of mine. He said every time he would leave, he would tell somebody, say, the mind ain't nothing but a garden, and what you put in it grow.
That's right.
And
I believe, and ever since he's the first time, ever since he's been saying it, he says it every time. And I listen to him, and we get together. This is a new artist.
Lord, I have fallen short of your glory. I refuse to let that be the end.
I believe this is Mike L. and Company.
And you said if we confess,
I may be wrong. Okay, that was Mike Hill, do it again. We got some new music coming up. I got some new music in. I'm gonna try to get bring it in. And the guy pushes this group, his name is Daryl J. Jones. And I'm giving, trying to set it up where he can call in. Mm-hmm. And to talk to him about how he got started. He was a judge down in Texas one time. He left his judgeship to become a promoter, a producer. So he has his own recording company, and the groups that he's going to present us with, he's going to have some of them. And like I say, Hollywood Logan, former member of the Drifters.
Okay.
And I was supposed to get him. He haven't supposed to call him, and we were supposed to, but he haven't got his stuff out yet. But now it's out. And Mr. Jones and I, and me and Bishop, we're going to talk to him on my phone, and he's going to tell us about all the music that he has, which he will be sending us so we can play, so he can give us permission to play
play all of this mm-hmm. music because there's a mm-hmm. lot of new gospel groups. I mean, these are young gospel groups.
Okay, good.
These young groups. So hopefully that one of them is a minister. Her name is Evangelist Pastor Chrissy Davis. And I got her album's called Blood. Mm-hmm. Rhonda and the Blazing Stars. And so it's on a mission. And I got her stuff. So we're going to be, as soon as he comes, give me permission to play it. I play it. I might have some. We might have enough that we can give away.
Good.
We can give away. And you know, they have to call the number and try to sort of run some type of little contest so they can give them away. But, and I say to all the promoters, all the groups that's listening to us, give us a call. If we go to sketching the program, call to me because we need to get in a conference and have some talk together so we can build the city back like it was. Because yes. I got like I told Bishop, I want to give us one of the biggest gospel shows right here at the Commons Park. I don't care how long it takes me to get it, but I want to give that gospel concert right down at downtown Columbus. And let the people know that it's more music than R&B and rap. And that's the light of God's music in the city. All right. Let's make our last shout outs and we can take it from there.
Yes, yes, yes. Again, I'd like to give a shout out to Grace New Covenant Worship Center, located at 1643 Aberdeen Avenue in the city of Columbus, Ohio. That's the church I pastor, y'all. So come out and enjoy the service with us. Again, at 1643 Aberdeen Avenue. Service start on Sunday morning at 10:30. Again, I'd like to give a shout out to my wife and to all of the staff at the Biblical School of Theology.
All right. Now I give out to my wife, Refuge Baptist Church. Oh, yeah, everybody. I guess y'all wonder. Well, let me let the cat out the bag a little bit. Pretty soon, remember I said that this show is Refuge Baptist Church and the other part is brought by the Keys of Harmony. Ladies and gentlemen, be looking out. We got a surprise for you. The Keys got a surprise for you, so we're getting ready to come back out here. And to my wife, Pat, and all the others. And I'm with that Bishop. And here's the Captain Spirit doing. I got to make up what I messed up.
Yes, I want to just close on this note, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Let nothing separate you.
Yeah, really, Lord, please don't. As we said before, if you like what we play and like what we teach in here, please give us a call at 614-914-5001. 614-927-2013 and 614-401-8339. Give us a call. Give us the questions. We'll try to do. We answer them. Try to play with you. And hope you enjoy the music we're playing. As I said, I'm asking prayers for my daughter, Antoinette Smith. I'm not going to say this because it hurts me to say this, but hostage, she's in the hands of God's hand, but hostage has been coming up checking on her, so I'll give you a little more information if anything changes, but I'm asking for your prayers for my daughter. And it's hard. We let this music, let's let the Captain Spiritual slay this out.
Let's start. If you've been wrong, if you've done somebody wrong. Saturday, get on your feet. Wait a minute, stay right there. Y'all go back. I want you to stay there. Stay right there. Now, you know what I want y'all to do? I want y'all to look, everybody, just look at somebody beside you. Say, neighbor, I love you. Say, I know you might not know me, and I might not know you, but you know what the both of us need to do?
Okay, that's Billy Rogers singing Cover Me, Lord. And we'd like to say this, if you have a smile, give somebody your smile at the divine number of God. Don't put down and let it grow. Bishop,
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you, we lift our hands and we give you praise. Father, we ask, Lord, that you may look upon Dr. Bass' daughter in a mighty way. Father, we pray that you give the doctors wisdom and knowledge concerning her condition. But we speak your word over her, that by your stripes she's healed in Jesus' name. Father, not her only, but all of those that are in the nursing homes, those that are recovering in their own homes, we ask, Lord, that you may touch and heal in Jesus' name. Lord, remember that wayward soul tonight. Father, we pray, oh God, that you would touch the heart of them. Lord, that they would come to themselves and say, what must I do to be saved? Father, we ask, Lord, that you may save and fill them with your spirit. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. We'll see you next time. And I guess we'll be Elder Cornett.
You're still holding
and we're going to let him put him in the hot seat.